Today, the 29th day of Tammuz, besides also being the week in which the parshos of Matos Maaseh will fall, but it is also the 910th yahrzeit of Rashi. Rashi died in 1105, so that means he died 911 years ago today, so it's the 910th yahrzeit. So we're going to be able to connect the parsha and speak about Rashi, his life, and the importance of learning his Torah all in one. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches Amud Aleph says, Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Ami Le'olam Yashlim Adam Parshio Savim Atzibor. People should learn Shnai Mikra V'yachad Targum, learning the Psukim twice and again with the Targum. V'afilu Atros V'divon. A Pasuk in this week's Parsha. That's the connection to the Parsha. Even the Pasuk that has no direct Targum, Rashi says there's no direct Targum, Tosas comments there that there is a Targum. What's Rashi talking about? There's what to discuss on that as well. Shukal Mashlim Parsha Savim Sir Machal Lokal Yamim Shnosav. Whoever learns the Parsha, who's Mavir Sedra, with the Targum, is promised Arichas Yamim. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Pei Hei, where the Halachas of Shnai Mekra are brought, in the preparation of Shabbos coming, and this is also the sheet of the Baal HaTanya and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Aruch HaShulchan cites this as well, and all the poskim. V'yirei Shemayim Yikra Targum V'gam Pirish Rashi. Someone who has Yirei Shemayim, this is based on a statement of the Rush and others, someone who has Yirei Shemayim will also learn the Targum with Rashi. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'chein Pirish Rashi Miyusar Al Pi Drashos Razal, because Rashi is based on the statements of Chazal, Shehu ha'emes ha'baror kimi Sinai. It is as if Rashi's Perush is from Har Sinai. And this gives us an opportunity to speak about why Rashi is so important, perhaps why, on the other hand, people are very negligent in learning his Perush when it comes to Chumash on a weekly basis. First, the biographical information. Rashi was born in 1040 in Troyes, France. It's not Troyes. It's Troyes, France in 1040. And he died in 1105. His father was probably a Talmud Chacham. We only have one reference to his father, and that is in his Perush on Avodah Zarah and Daf Ayin Hey, where he says, Lashon Abba Mori Menuchaso Kavod, where he references a Perush of his father. His father is not referenced in the first Rashi al Torah. That comes from a manuscript cited by the Taz in his Perush on the Torah, the Divrei David. And there the Taz says that I saw in an old manuscript that Rashi's father was Shvach. He wasn't such a Talmud Chacham. And he wanted to make his father feel better with proper kibbutz. So he said to his father, do you have any questions on the Parsha? So his father said, how come the Torah doesn't begin from Rosh Chodesh? Achodesh Zelachem. The Torah is a book of mitzvos. So Rashi says, a good shot. And then he brought a Maimer Chazal to explain how his father's question could be answered. Says the Divrei David, says the Taz. What a ridiculous statement that Rashi's father is not a Talmud Chacham. He quotes his father giving a pshat in the Gemara Avodah Zarah. It is unlikely that his father was not ignorant. Later, we also know that it's very clear that Rashi is quoting from the Medrash Tanchuma HaYashan on Parshas Noach. No, on Parshas Bereishis. So, and the footnotes on the Medrash Tanchuma HaYashan, they explain that this is certainly one of the Tanaim, Rebbe Yitzchak, not Rashi's father, Yitzchak. And it's very clear that he's not referencing his father in his introduction to the Torah. In addition, this is not pointed out by too many people, but we should be aware that there's a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yud Aleph, where Rashi quotes the same vort regarding beginning the Torah with the creation of the world, and Rashi there says, this is in the name of the Medrash Tanchuma. And he doesn't say, Rabbi Yitzchak, my father. He says, this is a Medrash Tanchuma. So it's clear that Rashi was aware this is a Medrash Tanchuma, and he's not bringing his father. But there's a beautiful vort in the Seder HaDoros, where he tries to combine the Emes and the Lord together into one piece. Look at what he writes. He says, V'linir Emes Hein Hadvarim, ki Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Zeh. It's true that Rabbi Yitzchak did say this. Ach darko shel Rashi lefarei shel hakshos ve'ein mazker shem omro. But how often do we find that Rashi quotes the name of the mimer, of the person who's speaking? How often does Rashi quote the name of the person when he writes his parish on the Chumash? Why open his parish on the Torah quoting somebody's name when he barely quotes anybody's name? Maybe Rav Moshe Darshan every once in a while, but rarely does he quote the name of the Tanayim. The fact that Rashi chose to begin his parish on the Torah referencing Rabbi Yitzchak, it's true he was honoring his father, and on purpose he quoted a Maimar Chazal and mentioned the name of the Tana to reference and to give kavod to his father. There are many legends about the beginning of Rashi's life, the famous story of his father being chased with the jewel and throwing it away so that he wouldn't give it to someone who was being obeyed of Avodah Zarah, who wanted it for idolatrous purposes, and a baskal came out and said that you're going to have a son who's going to enlighten the world just like this gem. That's one famous story. The other famous story is that his mother went pregnant with Rashi, she was being chased, and the horses were chasing after her, and she turned and she tried to hide against a wall, and the wall opened up, and there was room for her to go inside, and Rashi was saved. Some story about you can still see the wall in France where there's an indentation where the mother's stomach was that fit into the whole thing. I'm not sure about that, but this is what they like to say. Troyes was the capital city of Champagne in France at that time. And it's important to note that Rashi came in contact with different merchants, and you'll notice, anyone who learns Rashi and Chumash or Rashi al Torah, Rashi has tremendous bekiyas in all different types of skills. We're dealing with money and planting and agriculture and sales and husbandry of animals. Rashi knows a lot of stuff. And it makes sense because he grew up in a place where there was a lot going on and he met a lot of different people. However, there is a very strong point made by Rabbi Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik in an essay he wrote in 1978 in the AJS Review, where he says it is kemat, almost impossible, or there's no strong proof that Rashi was a vintner, that he made wine as a profession. And he writes as follows, I'll quote from the article. He says that indeed the presumption is against anyone being a wine grower in Troyes. Its chalky soil to this day is inhospitable to viniculture, meaning the land where Rashi grew up for centuries was impossible to grow anything good there, especially wine, and it would have been impractical that Rashi could have grown enough grapes to make any good wine. And then he says, undoubtedly, there was some local vines, probably for private use. Rashi's words almost imply as much. But they should have regularly produced a surplus sufficient to afford a living is asking a great deal of them. Despite all this, Rashi may nevertheless have been a vintner. But by the same measure, he may have been an egg salesman as well. There's no clear proof in any of the way Rashi grew up that he actually sold wine and made a living from that. Rashi eventually moved to Mainz to learn by the great Gedolim of that period, where he studied until after he got married, and he learned by not Rabbeinu Gershom. There's a famous vort that Rashi died in 1040, the same year perhaps Rabbeinu Gershom passed away, and as the sun was setting, the next sun was rising, but he never learned from Rabbeinu Gershom. He learned from the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Gershom, and then he returned back to France to start his own Beis Medrash and attracted many, many Talmidim. His most gifted students were Rav Simcha of Vitry, the Master of Vitry, the Riva. He had no sons, as we know, but as we know from Shlakrak, he had three great daughters as well. And the three daughters married Talmidei Chachamim, and his grandsons became very prominent people. We know Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, and all the famous Balei Tosfos and the Rivan, who all learnt with their grandfather. In his last years, Rashi's life was very difficult. There were terrible massacres, and there were crusades in the end of the 11th century, and he lost many relatives and friends. We can see this in the Tshuvas of Rashi. And he was reported to have died while writing the words Tahor and Daf in Makos and Daf Yud Tes, and he died while writing those words, passing today away on the 29th of Tammuz today, 911 years ago. Most of Rashi's Perish and Shas we have, except in Tainus, Nedarim, Nazir, Horios, and then we know the certain parts of Moed Katan, Bava Basra, were filled in by the Rivan and the Rashbam, Kan Meis Rashi, famously in perhaps a number of places, even though it doesn't really necessarily appear, but this idea that Rashi died at this point. And generally, if you need to write the word Rashi on top of the page telling you that this is Rashi's Perish, it probably means that it's not. I mean, in all of the places in Shas, we know it's Rashi. But in the places where it's not Rashi, they decide to write Rashi on top of the page. So if you have to tell you that if I buy something that's meat and I have to tell you that there's meat in there, so it probably means that there might be something that's meat in that product. If I have to tell you something that I should assume, it probably means it's not going to be Rashi. But turning to what we want to talk about today, is Rashi's important perush on Tanakh and specifically Chumash. Rashi wrote on almost all of Tanakh, but Rashi wrote in order, and therefore he never got to the end. We don't have Rashi in Ezra Nehemiah and Divrei Yamim, and the last part of Iyov from Perek Mem and Am were lacking because Rashi did not live to that point. His perush al HaTorah was the first book printed in Lashon HaKodesh in 1475, and since then, it would be difficult to find any edition of Chumash that does not have Rashi's Perish alongside Dvar Hashem. His Perish, as we know, is almost entirely from Medrash. Rarely is Rashi saying anything on his own, except when he is explaining Dikduk and words specific to understanding the Pasuk itself. But Rashi is constantly quoting from Midrashim. And this is important to know, because you can learn a lot by comparing Rashi to the Medrash that he's quoting from. There are very, very, very profound ideas that if you look at a Rashi and you compare it to the original text that Rashi is quoting from, you can see very, very interesting differences and question, why did Rashi choose this word? Why did he change things around? We find it a number of times in the beginning of Bereishis, where Rashi quotes the Midrashim that begin to discuss the creation and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world. Rashi changes very specifically the language of describing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made each part of creation. And the Mefarshim points out that he did this for a reason, and there was chachma and wisdom behind his choice of how to quote the Medrash. I'm waiting for someone to publish a Chumash that has Rashi with the original sources of where Rashi is quoting from, highlighting those differences. But I have not... I've not seen such a work. When it comes to Rashi and Dikduk, and skipping Dikduk Rashis, so Rabbi Meir Twersky likes to point out that there's a myth that when Moshe went up to Har Sinai, Hashem told Moshe, you should skip all the Dikduk Rashis. And therefore, we're not careful in that regard. And he says, so Rabbi Twersky likes to point out that to skip the Laze Rashi is one thing, because knowing what it means in Old French is not going to impact you so much. But to know Dikduk is part of Chumash. The Rambam writes that learning Dikduk is a mitzvah kala. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in the introduction to the Amos Yaakov that the Dikduk and Dikduk Rashis are important. And Rashi must have felt that it was important, or else he wouldn't have done it. If everything else in Rashi is important, so clearly the Dikduk is also important. It could teach a person a lot about grammar and how Hebrew is structured. And once you struggle through it the first time, and you get through it, the rest of the time it's much easier. But it's worth breaking one's teeth over those Dikduk Rashis, even though what Rashi thought was a segel, we think is a patach, and all the Nakudas are mixed up from 900 years. But still, it's worth going through it, especially now that we have Art Scroll nowadays. Let's turn to now the praise of Rashi's Perush. The famous quote either from the Rashma or Rabbeinu Tam, the Chidah writes in the Shem HaGadolim, that the grandchildren said that Rashi's Perush on Shas, I could have replicated. But his Perush on Chumash, no one could have done that. I remember either Rabbi Shechzer or Rabbi Swirsky saying that Rabbi Soloveitchik felt that, I don't know, that he thought that Rashi's Perush was pretty good. And there was no reason to, that Rashi on Shas was pretty good, and there wasn't a reason to write another one. But nevertheless, the Perush al HaTorah is something that we hold up. You have here on the sheets the Ramban's poem in his introduction to his Perush on the Torah. The Ramban writes beautifully, V'ashim l'ma'or p'nei neros ha-menorah ha-tahorah. The menorah is lit up. Perushi Rabbeinu Shlomo ha-teres tziva tifara. Muchtar b'nimuso b'mikra b'mishnu v'gemara. It is crowned with psukim and mishnah and gemara. Lo mishpat habechorah. He is the firstborn. B'dvarim ehageh be'avasam eshageh. We look at his words. We love his words. V'imam yeh lanu masu matan drish v'chakira. And we spend time investigating and going inside Rashi's perush. K'pashta b'midrasha v'chalaguda b'tzura asher b'perushav zechora. And he writes beautifully how Rashi is really the foundation of Limud HaTorah. A person cannot approach learning Psukim and Dvar Hashem without having Rashi at his side. The Tshuvas HaRivash writes in Simen Shin Saridal, the similar ideas found in the Tshuvas of Bezal Ashkenazi in Simen Kuf Chaf. So he says, Hamaor Hagadol Rabbeinu Shlomo Zatzal Gila Amukos HaTalmud Mine Choshech. The parish of Rashi revealed light where there was dark. Lo Mamuhu Kososum Ubezulas Perusho Hayekedivre HaSefer Achosum. If it was not for Rashi, Chumash would be a closed book. If a person thinks they're learning Chumash and they do not have Rashi by their side, they are not learning Chumash. In the Hagdama to the Tzeila Derech, Rav Menachem and Zarach writes, he goes through a whole history of Torah Shebaal Peh, like many introductions to famous books. And he says, Misharsa Ruach HaKodesh Arabeinu Shlomo, V'gavri Yado B'gamar V'chiber Perusha V'al HaBavli, Loshon Sach V'katsar, his language is short and clear, Asher Lofanav Lokam Kamo V'almala Hanishtach HaDerach HaBavli Me'Yisrael. If it was not for Rashi, we would stop learning Bavli. Rashi saved us, gave us the ability to learn Shas. Before there was Art Scroll, there was Rashi. In the Shema Gadolim, as we quoted before, regarding how the grandchildren thought that they would be able to replicate his parish on Shas, but not on Chumash, there's a famous vort from the Kloisenberger Rebbe. The Kloisenberger Rebbe said, there are people who learn, they daf yomi, and they learn Gemara, and they know Poskim, and they are Tzurba de Rabbanan. They are Tamil Chachamim, in the rabbinic writings, but they're an Ama Aretz mi Doraisa, but they're ignorant in the Torah. They're an Ama Aretz in that which is Doraisa in the Torah. So a person can go and learn, go to Shirim and Gemara, and know lots and lots of Gemara Shitosos, but they don't know Rashi and Chumash. Says the Kloisenberger Rebbe, you're an Ama Aretz mi Doraisa, an Ama Aretz in your understanding of the Torah. The Sefer HaMagid, which is the collection of the letters of the Prima Gadim. So he writes in Yigeras Hay, Kimarcha Shalom Nishtachach Bizman Hazev Habachurim Asher Omrim Ki Harfalahem Lilmod Bi Yeshiva Parsha Chumash Rashi. The Bachurim in Yeshiva say, what a waste of time. I should learn Chumash Rashi? That's for little children. With Kapitel Neviim Ksuvim, I should spend time learning Navi and Ksuvim. Luchach Masgo Yaskilu Hayolom Dimze. They would have chachma, they have great wisdom, if they would just sit and learn Chumash Rashi. Writes the Yom Shlomo in Kedushin and Perek Beis Yud Dalad Mikan Yira Masha Omru Tzarech Kol Adam Lachzor HaParsha in Peiris Shal Rashi. How a person needs to review the parsha with Rashi. Shu Menifa Kesolus Nikia. Rashi's parish is like a fine sifted flour. We call Devarav Medivrei Razal, and every word is from Chazal. V'chol Makom Shnit Tzarech Ledivrei Targum Onkelus Hu Mevi. He brings the uncleus, but we don't have it. The Pirish Meulabo Ubiprat Sharov HaParshanim Nasnulo Keser Hamalucha. The other Mefarshim have crowned Rashi as the king of Parshanim. Ki Katzim Agadol Shamhu. Because everything, as we like to say, Rashi is for everyone. It has little things, it has big things. Rashi is good for people who are Talmid Chachavim and have Torah backwards and forwards, and it's good for students who are introducing themselves to Torah and Torah Shebaal Peh. In the Daf Hashar of the Gur Ari of the Maharal, this is what the Maharal wrote in his own page introduction to his parish on the Chumash. He says, Gam kalo betalmud v'agadas medrash v'rabos mechilta v'sifra sifri. And he says, sorry, going back one line. Leber perusha l'tamidim anyanim ki rishon hu perusha l'cho perush l'parish ha-pshat. Rashi is the first perush to look at when explaining pshat and chumash. Gam levarer dvarav im emes ito ma sheshivo olav habay macharav levar kol ma sheba midirei razal. Im behalacha levar omek halacha to understand the halacha and Rashi in the agada levaro sal pisod v'tov taima to teach the secrets of the agadata. Min amarim hayiduim shebo perush Rashi ra'aya al ha'acherim Shekulam divrei chachma umum ein bohem. Rashi's writing is full of chachma, and there is no mum in what Rashi quotes. Rashi's parish is perfect, says the Maharal. Ein bo mum. There is no issue with Rashi's parish. Learning Chumash with Rashi has become, unfortunately, in many cases, an individual activity nowadays. But in the great yeshivas, in the yeshiva of the Chassam Sofer, in the Nodi Behudi's yeshiva, it's quoted in the Chodah Mashalosh that the Chassam Sofer would have a Seder with his Talmidim in Chumash Rashi every week. And the Nodi Behudi writes in an introduction to a tshuva in Yoredei Siman Zayin. Listen to this. Kabalti mechtavo yom hei v'tainis Esther. I got your letter on Thursday of Tainis Esther. V'yisi tarud im ha-Talmidim. B'sugah d'chal yosper of Shabbos. And I happen to be learning with my Talmidim a Gemara Megillah Daf Dalid, the Acharav be'erev Shabbos Kodesh. But on Fridays, what would I do? Ani tarid belimud Rashi im atalmidim uvetirdos kavod haShabbos. I spend time. I would have a chumash Rashi shir with the talmidim because this was worth the time. Extremely important. We know that the Netziv gave a shir in Chumash Rashi in Volozhin, and that's where his perish on the Chumash came from, because he gave a shir to the Talmidim. The famous Sefer Das Torah of Yeruchim Levavitz, why did he write the Das Torah? Where did these drushes in the Chumash come from, that the Mashiach and the Mirfel were so important? Because the American Talmidim would come to Europe, and they didn't have a proper hashkafa to approach the Torah from growing up in America, so Rav Yeruchim Levavitz would give a special Chumash Rashi shir to the students, because he wanted to make sure that he had the proper emunah and the foundation of Rashi and Chumash, and that is where we have so many of his beautiful ideas. There is a fantastic source for the importance of Rashi from the Shach. A bit of background. There is a machlokas rishonim whether there is a mitzvah of kibud zakein, where you have to honor your grandparents. The sheet of the Ma'arik is that you do not have to honor your grandparents, according to the Torah. You should be nice to them, but there's no mitzvah d'oraisa of honoring one's grandparents. The Ramah disagrees. And the Ramah is based on a medrash, there in Parshas Vayigash, when Yaakov comes down to Yosef. Because the Torah says that Yaakov gave korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he offered them lokei aviv Yitzchak, lokei Avram. But first he gave korbanos to the God of his grandfather Yitzchak, and then his grandfather Avram. Says the Medrash, why Yitzchak first and not Avram? So the Medrash says, because there's a mitzvah to honor your father before there's a mitzvah to honor your grandfather. Mikan, says the Medrash, there is a mitzvah to honor your grandfather, though. And this is cited by Rashi and Chumash there in Parshas Vayigash. The Taz goes ballistic on the Maharik. And the Taz says as follows. I'll quote from the Taz, and then we'll look at the Nekudas HaKesav. The Taz says, Kein Perish Rashi, you don't have it on your sheets. Al v'yizvach zvachim lokei aviv Yitzchak v'teima al deah harishonish hu Maharik. Denela mimenu perish Rashi b'chumash. So he says, I understand the Maharik. Why didn't he know what Rashi and Chumash says? So asks the Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef. He says, "Umasha kasev ataz v'teima al dea rishona haynu kushya rama b'darkei Moshe v'nirsham b'mara makom b'shulchan aruch." Right, the Shulchan Aruch says we have to honor our grandparents. "Loyadati b'chidesh bazeh." What is he saying? So asks the Shach to the Taz. Why does the Shach say that the Ma'arik should have known better? It's Rashi and Chumash. Why didn't he say it's a medrash? Rashi didn't tell us that you have to honor your grandparents. The medrash, Chazal, tells us you have to honor our grandparents. Says the Shach, Ve'evshar mashmalei deperish Rashi b'chumish rogel yosir mi medrash. To come across a Rashi in chumish is more common than a medrash. Mishum shekosvuk sas poskim derashi b'makom targum, because as we said before, when it comes to the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos to honor Shabbos, the mitzvah of shnai mikra ve'echad targum can be done with Rashi, as the Shulchan Aruch says. Shechayvadim likro shnai mikra. What do we see from the Shach? Listen to this. I can forgive the Ma'arik for not knowing a Medrash. I can forgive someone for not knowing one of the thousands of Midrashim. But to not know Chumash Rashi? Inexcusable. How could a person go and not know Chumash Rashi? A person should never step into a situation and be embarrassed to say, I didn't know it was Chumash Rashi. We need to know Chumash Rashi. It's the foundation before walking into the Beis Medrash to know what Rashi says on every single pasuk in the Torah. We find many, many different segulas that are offered up for the importance of learning Rashi. Look at the Tshuvas of the Binyan Siyun. Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, he writes in the Binyan Siyun HaChadashos in a letter to his son, in Simon Nun Dalid, V'lechein ayetzcha havei margil atzmach al yos baki ma'od b'mishnayis u'barashi. My son, you must know Mishnayis and Rashi. Al HaTorah, Shehut L'Toelos Gadol, L'Kamenyanim, because learning Chumash Rashi helps you out in a lot of different places. V'harbe pa'amim, Shepashashti She'elo Shelo Nimso B'poskim Min HaMishnah, I had difficulties when learning, I didn't know how to answer a Shaila. V'chem Pirush Rashi Al HaTorah Hu L'Toelos Gadol. And that's for learning the Mishnah. And then the Rashi comes in, L'Toelos Gadol Lios Baki B'Sifra B'Sifri Midrashim. If you know Rashi, you know Sifra, Sifri, Midrashim, you know a large portion of Chazal. Milvada Tawelas, Hapasha Lahavim Perish Apsukim, Alanachon. At least you should know what the Psukim are talking about. That's a separate one. You should know what the Psukim are talking about. But in addition, you'll know Midrashim. Right to the Chafetz Chaim, in his Zechor LeMiriam in Parak Chaf Aleph, he's writing about Eitzos to strengthen one's emuna. People struggle so much nowadays with aspects of emuna and questioning and relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Chafetz Chaim, I have a segula for you. Let me give you some advice to be mechazek your heart in emuna. Learn Chumash Rashi. This is how one strengthens emuna. Ukdechsiv ve'azant al mitzvosav. You should put your ears towards the mitzvos. Perush Rashi tateos nine ledakte begem. To be careful in them. Lafuke im kari osam me'asafal luchot. Just to daven it up. V'lochen yilmad ve'asok tadir bedivrei nevi mksuvim. Learn a little nach as well. Mayhem yira ki kadosh baruch hu mashgiach kol olam. Kulu laseis leish gefalah. We'll see from learning Chumash Rashi that a person will have stronger emuna. The Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim, Rav Chanan Wasserman, writes in the Kovetz Mamarim on page Ayin Aleph, he thinks v'tzarech l'shtadel yasad chaderim. We should put up cheders for children to learn in. The lamed es hatinokos chumash im perish Rashi. The children should learn chumash Rashi. Me'achar Torah shebichsav im Torah shebalpeh, because Rashi brings together Torah shebichsav and Torah shebalpeh, the oral tradition and the written tradition. V'halimud hazeh yachnas belibos hayodim es ha'amuna b'chol ikari adas. Says Rav Chanan Wasserman, by learning Rashi, it gives children emuna in religion. V'yadiyah b'shar shi ha'Torah, and to know the foundations of the Torah. V'yachshuru liyomar achakach mishna gemara. And only after you're holding in Chumash Rashi, then we'll be able to have the proper preparation to learn Mishnah and Gemara. Too often, we send the children home from school with Vortlach and Gematrias and cute ideas, but they don't know Chumash Rashi. They don't know how Rashi explains a Pasuk. They don't know how Chazal explained the Pasuk, and they're left without a foundation. Instead, they all have is Parparas LaTorah, Parparas LaChachma, but not the real Ikar of Chumash Rashi itself. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein or Chaim Chelkei in Simon Yud Zayin, V'hinei Be'inyan HaMitzvah, Shemuchuib Kol Echad V'yachad Likro HaParsha B'chol Shavuot, the mitzvah to learn the Parsha every week, Shnai Mikra V'yachad Targum V'Rabuseinu Afam Rishonim. The rabbis teach us how Sifu Shetzarach Lilmud Gam Perish Rashi, Shal Kol HaParsha, to learn Rashi on every aspect of the Parsha. He doesn't say, Rav Moshe doesn't say to skip some of the Rashis. He says to learn every Rashi on the Parsha. Shnis Rashi Ma'od, Af Eitzel Harbe B'nei Torah, even great B'nei Torah, are weak in learning Rashi's Perush. In the letters of the Chafetz Chaim, entitled Das Torah, in Simen Yud Ches, the 18th letter, listen to what the Chafetz Chaim says. Aleinu l'hachinas atzmeinu l'fnei bias ha-mashiach tzidkenu. We need to prepare ourselves from the coming of Mashiach, as we're about to enter into the 9 days. Kol echad v'chol echad l'fi madragaso, according to each person's level. Ubeloze in lanu shum panim l'vakesh al bias mashiach tzidkenu im lo nia muchanim. We cannot ask for Mashiach to come unless we are prepared. Al kein achai v'rayai, my friends, my brothers, hacheridim l'dvar Hashem v'saroso, those who shake at the word of Hashem and His Torah. Talmidei chachamim balei Torah shebechol yir v'yir. Talmidei chachamim, people learn Torah in every city. Aleichem ha-mitzvah hazos la'oreres hamon acheinu b'nei Yisrael. You must awaken the Jewish people, she'inam yachom l'olmod ba'atzmam, who are unable to learn on their own. L'chaber osam l'chabur echas. You need to make chaburas, learning groups. V'lil morimahem parshas reshavua im perush Rashi. Proper preparation for the coming of Mashiach is people learning Chumash Rashi. Parsha echas b'chol yom, a little bit every day. U'levar l'fneim hetev es divrei ha-Torah, and to explain the words of Torah to them, kol echad v'echad k'yad Hashem ha-Torah love, as each one can understand. This is part of the coming of Mashiach, to learn Chumash Rashi. So says the Chafetz Chaim. They say in the name of the Sar Shalom of Bells, that a person who's careful in learning Chumash Rashi, when they get up to Shemayim, they will be sent to Rashi's base matter. She'll sit in Rashi's Mesifta and Rashi's Yeshiva and be able to learn with him. That is the segula. That is the benefit of being careful in learning Chumash Rashi. You'll be able to sit in the base matter Shamayla next to Rashi in his Shir, learning his Torah directly from him. And we are left with the question, are we careful enough in Chumash Rashi? If we do it, do we do it carefully? Do we pay attention to it? Do we do it properly that we are holding at the end of the week in Rashi's Perush? In addition, though, there are so many people who go to other Shirim, Baruch Hashem, and they do Daf Yomi, Baruch Hashem, but they don't do Rashi and Chumash. it is bewildering to me that a person would be makbid and doing daf yomi and get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go to a daf yomi shir that he may or may not even understand and then not do Chumash Rashi. I don't understand how it's possible. Obviously, a person should learn Torah, not knocking the learning of Torah. A person should learn as much as they can. But priorities, Chumash Rashi, certainly before Daf Yomi, that a Baal Bas should be holding Klar in Rashi is much more impressive than going through 5 cycles of Daf Yomi and not holding Klar in Shas. I don't see how it's possible any other way. It is important that we speak about and we talk about and that we push the importance of Rashi in Chumash. And that is the foundation. I think I brought more than enough sources to show how important Rashi is. I think we have reached the top of how many sources we can bring. I'm sure there are more, but this is what I had. Rashi and Chumash is the most important thing. And certainly, 911 years after Rashi's passing, it is important to not forget that, to take it upon ourselves to do a better, stronger, more, as much as we can. And it should be that Rashi should be as chus for us and melech yosher, and we should bring the chama and gula to Klal Yisrael.